My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
What's going on, New York? It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, and I'm hosting till 5 a.m. on the greatest radio station, WFAN, in the greatest city on the planet, second to none, New York City. And let's get right to it. All is right in Yankees land right now. Last time I spoke to you, we were uncertain about Juan Soto. And like I predicted, I didn't really predict it, but like I felt, everything was going to be okay. And the Yankees tonight have bounced back. Rough weekend. Not rough in the sense that you need to panic, but a rough weekend, and now all is back to being right in Yankee land, and I'm here to tell you that they are back to being the best team in baseball. You can't take what happened this weekend and panic too much. You can't look at what's happened to the injuries with Soto, which is now seen to have dodged a bullet. Same thing with Rizzo. Cole's on the mend. And the little things like Torres' mental errors, and think anything more than this Yankees team is the best team in baseball. They're elite, and because I've heard this a lot today over the weekend, that this team reminded people of the Yankee teams that came up short in 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, well, I guess 20, 21, 22. They're not that team. They're not just Aaron Judge. They're not going to fizzle out in the postseason. They're not just Juan Soto. They are so much more than these two elite, massive, superstar players. Tonight, perfect example. Trevino with some big hits, you know, manufacturing runs. Michael Tonkin, me being a Mets fan, watching Tonkin go out there and have elite stuff night in and night out for the Yankees makes me absolutely sick. But if you're a Yankee fan, it has to fire you up. Carlos Rodon's been absolutely ridiculous. 2 or less runs in 11 of his last 14 starts. You're getting contributions up and down the lineup, minus Torres and Anthony Rizzo, but contributions up and down the lineup. And yes, I know the back end of the lineup is not amazing, but that's why it's the back end of the lineup. You're getting contributions from Trent Grisham, not just Sunday with the massive home run. And kudos to him, because you know Yankee fans... not just Yankee fans, but in that moment, Yankee fans chanting for Soto hits the biggest home run of the Yankee season to that point. He hits a big home run on Thursday. We've seen big moments from guys like Volpe and Stanton early in the season from Cabrera. This team is amazing, and they're not just the two star monsters in this lineup. They're not just the Batman and Superman of this Justice League. Sorry, nerds out there. But this team is so much more than those two, and it starts with the pitching. I know the offense is elite, but it starts with the pitching. Whether it's Luis Gil or Carlos Rodon, other contributions in that starting rotation, you know, between Nestor, I know Clark Schmidt's hurt right now, Clark Schmidt, Garrett Cole's on the mend, but this rotation statistically, obviously the eye test as well, but statistically has been the best in the American League and possibly the best in all of baseball. They're not even 100% healthy. The bullpen has been elite outside of a couple of bad innings here or there. This bullpen is elite. They've also, and this has been something that's consistent, the one most consistent thing in Brian Cashman's tenure for my entire lifetime, it feels like, has been his ability to build a bullpen, his ability to find diamonds in the rough, and they've done it again. You know, even Clay Holmes was a bit of an anomaly when they first found him a few years ago. Now you have a Michael Tonkin, you know, Ian Hamilton the last few years. This team is stacked, and it's not just stacked in the superstar sense. The role players are doing, you have to win at every level. It can't just be, because we've seen that with Yankee teams in the past, it can't just be a Aaron Judge and Juan Soto-led team. You need contributions from everyone else. I think the shortstop is a young, budding star in this league. He is, you know, it's awesome that he's a local guy, but he's a young, budding star in this league. I think you've gotten some sort of a resurgence from Stanton. The bounce back from Rodon, again, cannot be minimized. And they are just not this. This is so much different. And I'm going to call it the Judge Boone era. I know they overlap, but like to an extent, I guess it's a Judge era, but I want to throw Aaron Boone in there as well. This is different from those teams of the past. You know, in 2022, when Judge carried the offense, they didn't hit in the postseason. They only had one good starting pitcher. Nestor emerged as well then. The teams prior to that would fizzle out when they saw the Astros. I'm not sure, not just the American League, I'm not sure there's a team in baseball that outright is going to best them every night. Yes, what we saw over the weekend could be startling to some, but you don't have Cole, you don't have Soto. You come back in a big Sunday night game on the national stage. Obviously, the whole series on the national stage with the Friday hybrid Apple game. But they come back on Sunday, they win big, and yes, Judge hit a mammoth homer, but they won because of Trent Grisham. They won because of the role players stepping up, the bullpen, the starting pitching. And that's been the MO all season. Judge has been the best player in the universe the last 30-plus days, but he didn't start the season red hot. They've had to get contributions from people every single day that's names are not Soto and Judge. And I expect that to continue. I think that things like Trevino tonight, the little things, and that I guess is a bigger picture of this Yankees team, is they're also, when I say they're not like the teams of the past, they also have the ability to manufacture runs. That is such a big deal when you get to October, when you can't just rely on the big fly to get you in and out of every game. That is not just a Judge, and you could throw Stan in there, a Judge and Soto thing. That is a full philosophy, a full team identity of what they've done offensively. And the pitching staff has been elite, not to get bogged down in the numbers. First in ERA, second in whip, first in opponent's average, third in the amount of shutouts, and they've pitched the second most innings. Offensively, we know what they are. It's a ridiculous number. And the two things, home runs and runs, they're only a few behind the Orioles. And I don't look at the Orioles as a threat. They might be the biggest threat in the American League. I don't look at the Orioles as a threat to the Yankees. The only threats to the Yankees reside in the National League. And one of them, the Dodgers, we saw this weekend play against them. And the other one, I know, you're going to tell me, Anthony, you're getting ahead of yourself. We're looking too far ahead. But that's what this team has me feeling. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm looking at this Yankee team as a special team. I've done a lot of looking at other teams, being a Mets fan, looking at the Yankees and being able to identify special teams, and this team is special. The Mets, not so much. A lot harder to realize the special teams, few and far between, but we will get to them later. As always, 888-808-1019, number to call. You can reach us on the socials. I'll give you my social medias towards the end of the segment. But this Yankee team is elite. This Yankee team is stacked. They are as bona fide a contender as you can be, and it's not just because of the two stars. Even tonight, Stanton day off, Judge day off. I don't even know if you can call these day offs for Rizzo anymore. I think it's a benching. Kudos to the Yankees being smart enough to do that. And with a LeMahieu and a Cabrera, you have flexibility to shuffle that lineup. Maybe we could get, when they're fully healthy and Soto could go back to right field, maybe we get some days off for Torres as well, who has been, you know, one of the few blemishes on the Yankees season. But again, I can't see anyone beating this team in the AL. I can't see anyone topping this team in October. They are legit, and they are the best team that we've seen in this town, baseball-wise. Yes, I'm saying this as a Mets fan, since 09. And there are similarities there, too. We'll get to it later, but when the deadline comes around, this team isn't looking for a major facelift. Maybe a Torres or a Rizzo gets replaced, but even those guys do not need to be replaced by major pieces, a la the 09 team where they brought in guys like Eric Kinski. Those were not stars. Those were little pieces. This is that type of team. They are 21-6 in their last 27 games. They're 17-10 against teams over 500. When I spoke to you last Thursday, we had a Phillies fan call in who tried to say that the Yankees haven't played anyone. Well, the Phillies being a team that is one of the contenders in the league, they have not played anyone. I believe they've played six games against teams over 500. The Yankees are 25-11 on the road. They have more wins on the road than they do at home. That is a major number. It's also, they've played more games on the road. So that is a key to the season as well. It's very minimal difference, but it still is a key. They can win on the road away from the Bronx. And in the postseason, that is going to be another huge plus. They also have played every single game like it's the last game of the season. They don't take anything for granted. They play their butts off every night. That's a kudo to the manager. That's a kudo to the general manager, a lot of which the Yankee fan base killed coming into the season or wanted out of the job. That is a culture thing. Yes, having Juan Soto helps. Yes, bringing in Alex Verdugo helps. They also have made big, you know, bringing in a Marcus Stroman, who is a gamer. Yes, he's a controversial player to some, but he is a gamer. Carlos Rodon looks like his attitude has changed. He doesn't look like he's moping. He doesn't look like his body language is bad. So much about this team to buy into. They are 113 in the run differential, which is ridiculous. Think about where we are in the season. They are stacked. They have the role players getting it done. The starting pitching 1-5. Honestly, it's a 1-6 or 7 because you've had guys like Clark Schmidt hurt. You haven't had Garrett Cole yet this year. And they still have and to add to the offensive side of things, they still have a young, very bright prospect that is rehabbing in the minors, tearing it up in the minors right now on his rehab stint, and Jason Dominguez, who is right around the corner. They really don't even need him right now. That's a luxury that almost no team in major leagues has, outside of maybe the Dodgers. They have the best, they have the best duo in the AL, maybe major league, although it's tough. You know, you look at those Dodgers, three big players, it's tough to look at that and not also argue them. But when I look at the best offense in baseball, it's the Dodgers and the Yankees. Best pitching staff in baseball, it's the Yankees and the Phillies. You want to throw the Orioles into the conversation with offense? Fine. But no team has the elite stuff on both ends of the baseball, on both sides of the field, like they do. Defensively, they've been very good. And Rizzo, I've complained about it in the past. He's taken a step back. A lot of guys have taken a step forward. Gleyber's been a disaster the last 2 weeks. But Juan Soto, not notorious for his glove, has been great in right field. The guys in left and center, Trent Grisham is a gold glove caliber player. That's why he's on this team. He's not on the team for the bat, although his bat has helped major moments in the past 2 weeks. But he's there for his glove. Cabrera looks capable at all nine positions, all eight positions. When it comes to this, he's a super utility guy. Yes, his bat is completely cooled off, but still, he is a guy that has helped this team. Behind the plate, two very good defensive catchers. They are lucky, and they have a luxury there. Shortstop, gold glove shortstop. Aaron Judge is a gold glove caliber outfielder. Verdugo's been great on both sides of the ball. I'm not going to sit here and act like I watched him defensively in Boston and in L.A., but he has been very good defensively. I mean, he almost ran his face off the other day against the wall. This team is ready for the task, and we have a very special summer ahead of us. Again, 888-808-1019, number to call as always. Yankees. That's the topic of the night. They are the best team in baseball. And again, it's not just because of the two superstars they have. It's not just because of Judge and Soto. They are the leaders of the team. Don't get me wrong. But they have so much more than that. This Yankee team is different than the Yankee teams of the past. They are not going to fizzle out offensively with this deep of a lineup. Their 1-6 is ridiculous. And it could be deeper once they get a Jason Dominguez back. Once a DJ LeMahieu possibly gets going. I know he struggled last year and half of the year prior. But once he gets going, that's another bat. A versatile bat because of his ability to play first, second, third. They are more than just those two guys. Their starting pitching is the best it's been in a long time. And they don't even have the reigning AL Cy Young winner there. Gerrit Cole's on the mend. You're going to add him to this rotation of Luis Gil, who might be the best pitcher in baseball right now. Carlos Rodon, resurgence, and he might be an all-star this year. Nestor and Marcus Stroman have both been very good this year. Clark Schmidt's been good. The guys they've gotten in to fill in a few starts have been very good as well. And the bullpen led by Clay Holmes, and now pieces like Ian Hamilton, Michael Tonkin, and shout out to Emmanuel Babari on the call tonight with the little, that's what I'm talking about today. Very funny. Made me laugh. Wanted to give him a shout out. They are ridiculous. They beat good teams. They take care of the bad teams. It hasn't felt like they've lost a series to a bad team all year. Obviously, I have to really bog down on it. But they take care of business night in and night out. They're not afraid of the big teams. I thought this weekend, one, it was a win. Even if they got swept, the fact that you got good news on the Soto front was a win. You know, obviously you don't want to get swept, and they didn't. But I thought that was a positive, and I thought Sunday night was a positive because Saturday was rough. Friday was not easy, and you're battling uncertainty. The crowd was great, but there was that uneasiness. You know, the Trent Grisham at bat was, you know, a sign of uneasiness in the Yankee fan base, it felt like, because they probably felt like they were watching a team that's faltered in the past. You know, the teams that were led by Aaron Judge and died out offensively in October. I think this is a completely different team, and we've seen it since day one. That first series in Houston, you got, obviously Juan Soto was huge to kick it off. You know, you can't start being in a new place like Juan Soto did, much better. But Cabrera was huge in that series. We've seen Volpe be amazing at times. Stanton, big hits. Trevino and Wells have gotten big hits. Trent Grisham, who was in the mud last week, hitting 107 something last week, has two big home runs. That home run on Thursday was big, and the home run on Sunday was massive. Massive. And it was electric. You know, when the Mets are in the position they are right now, I get to watch a lot of baseball as a casual observer, sometimes more enjoyable than watching the sludge that is the Mets. Sunday was electric. It felt big. It felt like a big game environment. You know, also having a lot of Dodgers fans there, it added an atmosphere to it. Yankee fans showed up as always. And this team is special. This Royals team is not anything to joke about. This is not the Royals of the past. This is a stacked Royals team, not as stacked as the Yankees. This is a very good Royals team. They have a pitcher in Seth Lugo who is also, you know, we know him as Mets fans. You know, he pitched with the Padres last year. He is a AL Cy Young contender right now, as his stats have shown. Yankees handled him well tonight, and they showed the ability to adapt. I think they bunted three times in the first four innings, and two of those led to runs. That's being able to manufacture runs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.